Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Straps me to my ancestors, both pillagers and pillaged. All I want is to fill my heart, all I want is to fill my lungs, all I want is to fill my gut, but I'm choking on the land that made me. My blood is the rivers, my blood is the lakes, my blood is the oceans, my blood is this place, but blood from both sides resides behind my eyes, and when they close, death cries. No citizen of the human race, mixed race face, has no place. I am not human to them, not Bo, I am alien. I exist beyond the shackles of my limbs. My body is unlike my kin. So I am their shame, I am to blame, we're not the same. I am their shame, I am to blame, it's in my name. We're not the same, what's in a name, what's in a name? Is both great and terrible, and so I am reminded by my name. It's a string that wraps around my neck and ties me to the ship decks that came and stole the tongues and stories, so I'd never be found again. But I am not lost, I am here, I am there, I am everywhere and nowhere. Just like my name, just like my name.
Tune to 95BFM. You just heard a performance from Narbol joining us for Fancy New Band.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. My back's a bit sore today, but
you're here. And
I'm here.
That's great.
I made it up the stairs.
Thank you for a wonderful performance as well. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
If you would just introduce yourself and give us a brief history of this project.
Okay, so the project is called Narbol. My name's Siobhan Leilani, though. I used to have a band that I'd perform under that name in. And I basically just started this halfway through last year. I was like, I want to be a SoundCloud fuckboy. I'm going to learn how to use Ableton. And cool. That's how it started.
Awesome. That's cool. Did you take inspiration from a lot of, like, did you listen to just SoundCloud fuckboys all
the time? I actually didn't. It was kind of, it's kind of rude because there's actually like real heaps of really good stuff on SoundCloud. But I just was like kind of sick of hearing about non-men basically being super intimidated by the idea of making beats, and I was like, nah, fuck that. I can do this. So I'm just going to do it.
That's awesome. But I mean, you've played in heaps of other bands, like more recently Bad Timing, which you play bass for?
Yeah, and I play bass, yep. Which is pretty fun. And I get to scream in that band, which is real nice.
So like complete contrast to this project. you've collaborated with other awesome musicians like Mia, and you've done some stuff with Tay recently. Yeah. I mean, what has it been like so far to write, or I guess... in the past you've had other solo projects under different names, but what's it like to write music, as a solo person?
I think because I took a huge break from writing. Like, I didn't write a song of my own for nearly 2 years or something like that, which is a long time to go without writing when you're, like, constantly playing in bands and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think for me, if I'm going through a rough time... I can't usually write in the rough time. I have to wait until afterwards for me to be able to process. So that's kind of where I'm at now. It's like this project came to life because I kind of got a bunch of closure in a bunch of areas of my life. And I was like, I'm ready to write about it now. Mm. But it was too different to where I was at with my last solo project. So I just decided to start a new one.
Mm. Listening to the song you just performed, I mean, the lyrics are super personal and super emotional, which is amazing, and it's really touching to hear something like that. I guess, what's the significance of this project to you, and do you have any particular motivation or ideas when you come to write music?
I think for this project, for this beginning album that I'm working on, it's kind of about like a re-exploration of self. So it's a lot of it's about like my heritage and like where I come from, the labels that I use for myself, as well as the labels that other people might use for me. Mm. So like the name of the project is Nabo, which is part of the name Siobhan backwards. So that's kind of an idea of what the project is about. It's like me, but it's a little bit twisted. Some parts of it are exaggerated. Some parts of it are played down kind of thing. It's like a character that I use to like figure myself out.
Yeah. Awesome. How do you go about writing, music for Narbol? You said you learned Ableton, so do you produce the beats yourself, or, I mean, have you collaborated with any other people?
So far, it's just been me completely making it by myself. Mm. There are a few people that I want to send some of the tracks to see if they want to do, like, a feature on them or whatever, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen yet, so I don't want to, like, say I'm getting this person on my track or whatever. Mm. I've just been... kind of learning how to do it myself because I don't have like a regular job, so I just spend all my time on my laptop being like, how do I make the bass sound as whatever as possible?
And I guess also since you're writing such personal, you're exploring such personal themes as well, it might even be kind of intimidating to maybe share that with some people as well in like a collaboration setting.
It feels like getting naked, and I already hate doing that. So
I know you've played, you've performed as Nabo live in some instances as well. I mean, I guess I'm interested to learn how that experience is, and kind of, I guess, because, I mean, a live setting is very intimate anyway, and you're sharing such personal themes to a wide audience. I mean, how have you found that so far?
It's been good. Like, I've had a surprising amount of responses from people being like, thanks for being vulnerable on stage and stuff, and thanks for sharing that. Because I was kind of afraid that I was writing music that was too self-indulgent and maybe no one would be able to relate to it. But I guess that's how you make any art or write any music, is you write what you know, and people are people, so you're bound to find someone that relates. Mm. And so that's kind of been a learning experience for me, because this stuff is way more stripped back into like how I think and like all of that kind of stuff. So it's quite exposing. Mm. So I kind of thought I'd gotten to a point where before performances, I didn't really get that nervous anymore. But ever since doing Nabo, like every single time I go on stage, it's like sweaty palms. My butt got sweaty one time. I was like so sweaty. It was just like disgusting. So it's nerve wracking for sure.
I guess it's also like kind of uplifting when people say, hey, this was a new experience, and like, thanks for sharing that with me. Like, that must be really cool as well.
Yeah, it is really, really cool, and like makes me feel like I'm not a total waste of time.
What you're doing has absolute meaning. What are your inspirations for this project, and I guess inspirations for just creating in general?
I think for this project, the idea of my ancestors, like, I don't actually know who they are, because I've been disconnected from a lot of that kind of stuff, but that idea of trying to figure out my past is kind of the inspiration for this. But in general, it's just like the people around me. I know heaps of awesome creative people that are making dope shit all the time, and it's like, cool, there's more stuff to be made. I got to keep doing that, you know?
Awesome. So. What are your plans for the future? You said that you've got an album coming up soon?
Yeah, I'm hoping for a midwinter release because all my music's real sad, so you can cuddle up to it in like a big duvet or whatever.
Cool. And I guess more live performances as they come.
Really. Yeah, as they come. I haven't got anything planned at the moment. But
awesome. Well, yeah, I mean, you're about to perform another track. Is it Her Story?
Yeah, Her Story. I actually wrote this one ages ago, but I decided to like revamp it for the new album because it's kind of the only thing from my last solo project that kind of ties into the new stuff.
Right.
So.
Awesome. And thanks again for coming up. I'm excited
thanks
to hear
so
this.
Thanks so much for having me.
No, good. I'm excited to hear this track. Where can people follow this project online if they want to?
Right now, I just have a Facebook page under Nahbo, which is NAHBO. And otherwise, I post about what I'm doing on Instagram under Siobhan Leilani. But that is kind of more like all of the stuff I'm involved in. So you'll get like Bad Timing updates, Tay updates, Mirror updates, Fire and the Rumble updates, and then Nahbo updates as well.
Cool. Awesome. Well, hey, we're going to reset and set up for this next track. And yeah, if you're listening in, this is Fancy New Band. We have Nahbo in studio and they're going to perform another track. So stay tuned for that.
You are listening to Fancy New Band.
Fetishized, criticized for this weak curve of my thighs, or the shape of my unforgiving eyes, or the color of my skin. Can't speak for my whole kin, but fuck, is it annoying when the only questions that you have refer to my origins? Yep, cause looking back at my history, all that I can see is diligence, intelligence, and hardworking men and women. My mother would have told me to never ever give in or give up, so I won't hold back. And picking up the slack won't take your crap. Yeah, why are you so surprised by my IQ? Brown boot beating you, yes, I'm first in line. I won't apologize for taking up the space and time that I'm entitled to just as much as you. So let me give you a clue. It might seem a little extreme, but there's worse on your TV screen. For instance, working every day in this white world, whitewashed might hurl, but it's alright, cause I'm not brown brown, right? Wrong, blue collar jobs just trying to achieve. Yeah, that's how it seems, cause I've never seen a Polynesian lawyer make it big on the big screen, and that's fucked. Be-da-mba, do-do-da-de, do-da, be-da-mba, do-do-da-de, do-da, be-da-mba, do-do-da-de, do-da, be-da-mba, do-do-da-de. Can't see the sky, cause I am trapped by this glass ceiling. I'm always reaching, ever reaching, but never breaching, nor never breaching. This self-fulfilling prophecy of being property. These thoughts aren't just my own, or my only ones. Can't settle this with bombs or guns. We need a conversation, an open dialogue, a situation where the voices of the people who need help can be heard by those in power. And yes, that's you, upper middle class white dudes. Shut your privileged mouths for a minute and listen. Yep, my place reaches further than the corners of your kitchen. I'm a fiend, and there's so much more to me than is seen or deemed worthy. Yeah, it might be great that I'm curvy, but I'm more than exotic or some erotic play by play. And I'm sick of being catcalled each and every single day. So open your eyes and analyze. It is time for us to rise. All I'm asking for is that you help me fight for some motherfucking equal rights, man. Fuck. Be-da-ba, do-do-da-de, do-da, 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 be-da-ba, do-do-da-de, do-da. Thank you.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand on